Max, thanks so much for the time. I want to go back to last weekend because it was a tough weekend dropping that three-game series at Penn State Harrisburg. You know, they're first in the United East right now. What made them so tough to deal with, and what were your biggest takeaways from that series?
Yeah, so thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Last weekend definitely could have gone better for our team, but I think it was a good learning experience. Harrisburg's definitely the powerhouse of our conference, so we caught them earlier in the season, so it was good to see a team like that, and I think we just need to improve in some areas, and we all know what that is. We're getting better as a team every day, and it was good to see a team like that.
You mentioned that you learned some things. I'm wondering if you can dive a little bit deeper into that. What specifically you feel like you guys kind of picked up in those losses?
Yeah, definitely making some adjustments mid-game. We see other teams doing the same with us. We just need to make more adjustments, and we're getting better at that every day. It's a team game. We all need to come together and just make more mid-game adjustments, and we'll definitely be competing better out there.
Well, before last weekend, you had won three of your last four. So what was the recipe for success during that stretch, and how do you get back to those kind of winning ways?
Yeah, that winning streak was pretty fun there. We just went out and played baseball, had a lot of fun out there. Yeah, and our coaches were helping us a lot, too. Good approaches at the plate, good pitching. Yeah, it was just fun.
Max Odom with us here on BTL, sophomore for the Wells Express baseball team. The Express 6-13 on the season. Max having a tremendous season at the plate, hitting a team best 364. He leads the team in average hits, runs, and stolen bases as well. And as I kind of alluded to, Max, I mean, it has been a spectacular start to the year for you. How have you been able to do it and find this kind of offensive productivity?
Yeah, I'm just going out there and playing baseball. It's been my love my whole life, and just having fun with it. You know, I'm doing everything I can to help the team win and to bring up my teammates with me. You know, it's a team game. We wouldn't win any of the games this year without my team, too. So I'm just going out there and having fun, doing my thing.
And obviously, there's still plenty of games left. We're only 19 games into this thing, but I'm wondering how you feel like you've gotten better at the plate from the beginning of the season to where we are now as we get ready to turn the calendar into April.
Yeah, I've put a lot of work in the off season, especially in the weight room, just getting extra work in, getting my body right for a longer season this year, because we only played about 25 games last year, knowing that it would be at about 40 games this year. I just try to get my body bigger and more conditioned for the season. Played a lot of summer ball, too, just saw some good pitching just to get ready for the season this year. Yeah, I know my teammates have as well, too, so.
And that's something I did want to talk about because for those that don't know, you're a Section 4 baseball guy. You're from Elmira, obviously playing with your twin brother, Zach. But it's been a really crazy sort of baseball career for you. You really don't play a senior season at Elmira, which is so huge for your development. You only get 28 games in your freshman year at Wells, and now you're expected to get a 40-game schedule in. So how do you feel like you've developed and been able to make a successful leap from high school to college ball with kind of this weird schedule because of the pandemic?
Yeah, high school is definitely not the burden as the college games are. Play a lot more games in college, facing better teams, better pitching. It's a lot more on the body for the mental. So just having that COVID year off, it was pretty hard. I mean, a year without baseball for me is not good. I mean, it's what I love to do. So coming back last year, it was still kind of regulated by COVID. There were no spectators, less games, but it was a hard adjustment. But you know, my coaching staff was there for me. They did a good job getting me used to how college baseball works.
What has been Coach Stevens' philosophy since you joined the squad, and how have you seen this team really develop maybe over the last few seasons?
Yeah, so Coach Stevens, or we all call him Skip, he does a great job just getting to know us off and on the field, too. His biggest thing right now is mental toughness. And I think that's definitely good for our team. We're a young team, lots of freshmen, so mental toughness is definitely something we need to improve on, and we are improving on every day. So he's been great with us, getting us ready for the season, in the off season, getting us in the weight room, getting us good workout programs. So it's been good for us.
Max Odom with us here on BTL, sophomore for the Wells Express baseball team, hitting a team best 364 on the season. The Express hosting St. Mary's of Maryland for a three-game set this weekend. I want to focus in on you a little bit. I'm sure you're asked this question all the time, but you were a three-sport athlete down the road at Elmira with your twin brother, Zach. You played baseball, you played soccer, and you played basketball, too. And again, I'm sure everybody has always asked you guys these questions, or maybe even your parents these questions, but who is the more competitive sibling? Is it you or is it your brother?
Oh, that's a tough question. If you ask me, I'm going to say I am, and if you ask him, he's going to say he is. We're both pretty competitive, and we don't really compete with each other, but in the back of our minds, we kind of do, you know, in a fun way.
there's got to be something that really makes you two go at it, whether it's video games, whether it's tossing a football around in the backyard, cornhole, I don't know. What is the one thing that really gets you two going and really gets those competitive juices flowing?
It's more of just the really little things that don't matter. We just randomly compete. A lot of times it's video games, I'm not going to lie. A lot of little things, everyday things. We just look at each other and we just try to be better than the other, and then we laugh about it at the end no matter what, you know.
I love it.
Baseball-wise, we don't really compete. We just try to make each other better.
What has this baseball journey been like for the two of you? And can you kind of take us through the process and the decision for, you know, both of you to go to Wells College? And obviously both of you are finding a lot of success there. Like, what was that whole process like a couple of years ago?
Yeah, so coming out of high school, we both played three sports. We did the same thing together. We've done everything the same together. But we both wanted to play baseball at the next level. It was our favorite and our best sport. We kind of already knew we were going to go to college together. It was just something we wanted to do. We were more comfortable with. And Coach Stevens reached out to us. It was great to us. We liked the campus. Knew the team had potential. And, you know, just signed ourselves up and ready to go.
You know, the thing that I think is so interesting about baseball in this area is so many Section 4 ball players go on to find success at the next level, or at the very least go on to play at the collegiate level. Whether, you know, you're playing in the STACK, whether you're playing in the IAC, whether you're playing in some of those other conferences past the Binghamton area, you know, some of the smaller conferences and everything like that. What does that say about Section 4 baseball, you think, around here? That there are a lot of really good ball players who have that potential to go beyond the high school playing days and play at the collegiate level.
Yeah, I mean, Section 4, lots of good players in Section 4, whether you're coming from big AA schools or small Class C schools, there's lots of talent in any sport, not just baseball. It's definitely an area that college coaches should definitely focus on. There's lots of talent, lots of kids that want to be recruited and play at the next level, whatever that sport may be.
Yeah, and it's so fun to watch. Obviously, so many talented players in a variety of different sports, as you just kind of alluded to. Let's talk shop a little bit more before we let you run here and chat a little bit more about the season and the remainder of the year. Obviously, the United East, so competitive. You mentioned Penn State, Harrisburg. They're the cream of the crop so far. But what's it going to take to go on a bit of a run here as conference play continues? What's it going to take for you guys to start racking up more of those wins and shoot up in the standings?
Yeah, so obviously our goal is a playoff push. You know, just got to get in the top four, and anything can happen in the playoffs. And Coach Stevens and the rest of the coaching staff always highlight that we play against the game. It doesn't matter who's on the other side of the diamond. You just play against the game. We do the fundamentals, bring the energy every day, practice or game. Good things will happen. We can see our record shoot up a little bit.
Well, you guys have a chance to get on a roll here pretty soon. It's still very early on in the year, but at the very least, as I said, it's nice to know there's a full 40-game season on the slate for you guys. So can't wait to see what happens with this group the rest of the way. Hey, Max, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Great talking with another Section 4 ball player who's finding a lot of success. Keep it up. You're having a great season so far. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Of course. Thanks for having me on.